Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. A little legacy and a little look ahead this morning. As the 8 years of the Bush administration fade in history, so is the little town of Crawford, Texas.
It's a different perspective when I come here out of Washington, D.C. to a place like Crawford, Texas.
Crawford, of course, is where Bush has his ranch. The equivalent place in the Obama administration isn't really clear. I mean, the presidents like to go to Camp David, of course. Obama himself is from Chicago, but he's also from Hawaii.
So I have to tell you guys, I just want to give you a little secret here. I'm actually here on vacation.
Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. It's conceivable that the Texas versus Hawaii controversy is actually what this sort of transition is all about. And to get the authoritative view of which is which, we turn to Mary Elizabeth Williams, Takeaway culture correspondent and host of Table Talk on Salon.com.
So let's take a look at these two towns this Christmas morning. Where are they? Crawford, Texas, population slightly over 700. You're talking about 250 families. And Bush is a big economic driver in that community. It's maybe the buses coming through are going to be tapering off a little now in Barack's new administration.
Well, what do we learn about Barack Obama by knowing Kailua, Hawaii, where he's going to be today?
Well, Kailua, it's on the windward side of Oahu. It's a smaller community. It's where he went to high school. This is it's a really special place to the Obamas and their families.
Crawford, obviously a very small place, a very close-knit place, not commercial, not a busy, bustling place. How does it just compare an environment to where Barack Obama is going to be?
Well, I think I get the sense, I talked to the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Crawford, who is also its school teacher and its ambulance driver, and she said to me, you don't live in a place like Crawford unless you are a self-sustaining person. She also said you don't get injured in Crawford unless you have 20 minutes to get to the hospital. So that's the kind of town it is. I think it's a very private, close-knit community, and I think they are perfectly happy. Whatever their feelings about Bush are, I get the feeling that they are perfectly happy to go back to being out of the spotlight. Whereas Kailua, also a very small place, also a very private place. But Hawaii is used to having tourists coming in and out. And the sense that I got from the people I talked to Wayne Yoshioka of Hawaii Public Radio, and he said that already a whole bunch of new bus tours are springing up, that this new tourism industry about the highlights of Obama's youth and history are starting to take place. The people are doing that while they're out there on the island right now. You look at Crawford, which is where Bush has spent so much of his administration. It's another one of those places that they've called the Western White House. It's a place where he's spent a lot of his time acting as president. In comparison, Kailua, it's very heavily identified with Barack Obama, but it's not the place that is his current home. He doesn't own real estate there. It's not going to be as strong a base for him, probably. It's not going to be the Pacific White House. It's not going to have that much of a branding to it.
But someplace that's definitely close to him, and certainly probably about the last vacation he's going to get for quite a while there in Hawaii. And, of course, Hawaii and Texas do have one thing in common, and that is their own flag flew over them. Hawaii was its own sort of national entity, just like Texas was its own national entity at one point in its history. Mary Elizabeth Williams, thanks so much for joining us.
Merry Christmas.
Mary Elizabeth Williams is The Takeaway's culture correspondent and host of Table Talk on Salon.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.